Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 5th, 2020. I'm Rich Drappolino. Google announced it will delay enforcement of requiring apps in the Google Play Store to use Play billing in India until April 2022. Last week, Google announced that all apps would have until September 30th, 2021 to use Play billing for in-app transactions, which gives Google a 30% cut. This comes after the Economic Times of India reported that over 50 Indian technology entrepreneurs petitioned the government to create an Indian digital app ecosystem. Google says this delay is not a change in its long-term business model, rather designed so that businesses are not unduly stressed by the policy. Transport for London opted not to renew the ride-hailing license for the Indian ride-hailing company Ola, citing failure to meet public safety requirements around licensing for drivers and vehicles. TfL reportedly found failures in Ola's systems that allowed for the use of unlicensed drivers and vehicles in over 1,000 passenger trips. Ola said it will appeal the decision and can continue operating in the city until that is heard. The UK Transport Committee of MPs announced that it believes e-scooters should be legalized on roads as a greener alternative to cars, but riding on pedestrian pavements should be prohibited. Privately owned e-scooters are currently banned in the UK, except on private land. The committee said the government should conduct a trial to note the number and types of collisions that take place. The committee also says local authorities should monitor speed, encourage helmet use, and factor in pedestrian safety, particularly for people with disabilities. NVIDIA announced Maxine, a cloud-native platform that provides AI conferencing software that developers can build their own teleconferencing solutions on. The platform can be used to save bandwidth on video calls by analyzing the facial points of each person on a call and then algorithmically reanimating their face in the video on the other side, with NVIDIA claiming this requires 1/10 the bandwidth and only twice the creepiness. Other features include face alignment to automatically make it look like call participants are facing each other, gaze correction to simulate eye contact, auto-framing to keep shots focused on speakers as they move, and avatar creation for users. Maxine also includes NVIDIA's Jarvis SDK to allow developers to create virtual assistants able to take notes during calls and do translations. Developers and service providers can apply for early access to Maxine next week. In August, app researcher Jane Manchin Wong found evidence that Twitter was building tools to let moderators flag tweets for misinformation. Late last week, social media consultant Matt Navarra noticed a new feature called Birdwatch for Twitter on iOS, which allows users to add tweets to a list of flagged tweets and then add either public or private information on why they were flagged, and then use a Twitter community forum to advise if the tweet was true or not. Twitter product lead Kayvon Bakepour confirmed this feature, saying the company will share more about its plans with Birdwatch soon. The Logic reports that Apple is suing Ontario-based electronics firm Geep Canada, alleging that Geep sold approximately 100,000 iPhones, iPads, and Apple Watches that it was supposed to strip down and recycle. Geep has filed a counter-lawsuit claiming that the theft was conducted by three rogue employees without the knowledge of the company. Apple claims that these employees held senior management positions at Geep. Tesla delivered 139,300 vehicles in the third quarter, surpassing its previous record. It was also slightly better than Wall Street expectations of 137,000 vehicles in the quarter. The company said it produced a total of 145,036 vehicles over the same period. Instagram rolled out in-app shopping tools to IGTV. This lets users tag specific products in their videos, which are then available to purchase from within the app. Instagram also plans to test out in-app shopping in Reels later this year. With the release of contact tracing apps by the states of New York and New Jersey, 10 U.S. states have now launched contact tracing apps that use Google and Apple's Exposure Notification API. An analysis by CNBC estimates roughly 21% of the U.S. population have access to contact tracing apps, not that they've been downloaded necessarily. The states of Colorado, Connecticut, Maryland, Oregon, and Washington, as well as Washington, D.C., have announced plans to launch exposure notification-based contact tracing apps. California and Arizona have launched pilot trials of their own apps. IKEA announced Friday that due to concerns over waste and sustainability, it will stop selling nearly all non-rechargeable batteries around the world by October 2021. The company says certain products rely on tiny, non-rechargeable button cell batteries, and IKEA will continue stocking those for now. IKEA says alkaline batteries have more pronounced environmental impacts than rechargeable nickel metal hydride options when used in high drain devices like portable speakers and digital cameras. The camera and lens maker Zeiss announced the ZX-1 camera in 2018, which paired a full-frame 37-megapixel sensor with a fixed 35mm f2 lens and used Android as an OS with an included version of Adobe Lightroom for editing on device. The camera is now actually available for pre-order for $6,000, with B&H Photo emailing interested customers that the device is coming soon. The ZX-1 was originally expected to go on sale in early 2019. And finally, Twitter user Strife212 demonstrated running Crysis 3 installed onto the VRAM of an NVIDIA RTX 3090 graphics card. This was done using an app called VRAM Drive, which created a 15GB NTFS partition on the card, leaving 9GB for graphics memory. The game ran at 75 frames per second at 4K with very high settings, with the user saying the load times were very fast. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at DailyTechNewsShow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.